The six-digit figure for her 24/7 shift sounds about right to Jen Singer, a mother of two and the creator of the virtual parenting community MamaSaid.net. Singer says being at home with kids isn't the serene and whimsical baby lotion commercial people think it is. But she says many women don't complain because it's a privilege to stay at home with their children. Still, Singer says it's good to have an estimate for what she does.
Yeah, we're worth $130,000, and I think what it did is it validated us, because we're in a society where how much money you make is the most important thing. And when you're a stay-at-home mom, you don't make money. And, I mean, I know stay-at-home moms who say, oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. Yet when a nanny does the same job that you're doing, that's important, and that makes no sense.
Tim Driver is the vice president at Salary.com, which estimated the stay-at-home salary at the six-digit range. He says their figure has received positive feedback both nationally and worldwide, and that the monetary estimation has encouraged discussion with stay-at-home mothers and their partners about the job.
It might even go so far as to help a mother, when she's interested in returning to the workforce, to sort of say, well, this is a job that, if I'd been paid all along, I would have had a six-figure job. And it helps to point out that this job has as much merit as a job in the actual workforce.
Driver encourages moms to put motherhood on the resume when they look for a job outside of the home. He says the work as a mother has many components that could be transferred back into the workforce. Salary.com's sample survey of the 5.4 million full-time mothers in the country asked them to come up with job titles that fit a general description of their daily routines. The returns showed seven distinct jobs, ranging from cook, to nurse, to chauffeur, and all the way to CEO.
You can go over there and play in a little bit, okay, Luke?
Okay, somewhere.
But not yet, okay?
Oh.
In a little bit.
In a little bit.
We have to finish our cookies.
That motherhood is tough is something Karen Bennett Burkham, a career woman with an MBA, agrees with. After 12 years in the workforce, she decided to stay at home with her 3-year-old son, Luke. She changes opinion about her choice every day, sometimes hourly. But the work at home has also taught her things.
I have learned patience, like I did not have patience before. I think I would be a much better manager. I think I'd be a much better negotiator. I do think that when I go back, I would be much better in the business world.
Hi, Brady. Tell him you play with.
Though she could make as much money as her husband, Annette Burkham says she's not too worried about her loss of current income. What concerns her is the future, social security funds, and retirement.
I don't think women who are deciding to leave the workforce to raise their families are thinking about that a lot. I think it's worth looking into, especially since we need to overhaul Social Security in its current form anyway. When you look at the original purpose of Social Security and you look at what it is now, I think having some kind of contribution for stay-at-home parents would take it a little bit closer to what its original intention was.
Nydia and Martin Rouse are also trying to keep tabs on their future, as well as that of their children, Pauline and Molly. While Martin worked as an admissions officer at University of Wisconsin-Madison, Nydia stayed at home with her daughters and a couple of other kids as part of a daycare arrangement. At the most, she took care of 5 children at a time and could contribute to the household and put some money away for Social Security. Martin Rouse.
If you calculate what it would cost the family to send the kids to daycare, plus the money that Nit brought in while she was taking care of other kids, she actually makes more on paper than I make. It all depends on how you look at it. And the nice thing about having Nit here was that she was at home for our kids while she was also earning an income.
Nydia says it's difficult not to have her own income, and that spending the money Martin makes can create guilty feelings. She says it's important to validate motherhood as hard work, not just for herself, but also for her children.
Pauline, she sees that it's like, Mommy, you're not working, because working for her is getting up, get dressed like Daddy, going out to the office. But, you know, we try to explain to her that this is my job, this is my work, and, you know, I care for you, and she just take it for granted, I think. She's still too little.
As for the stay-at-home dad contingent, the U.S. Census Bureau says there are roughly 190,000 compared to the 11 million stay-at-home moms in households with kids under 15, living with two parents. This may not only highlight society's perception of women as the traditional homemakers, but a reflection of office salaries. In many workplaces, women earn lower wages than men. Anneli Radestad, Wisconsin Public Radio.